November 12, the true vine. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Within Jewish tradition, the vine was the supreme symbol of Israel. God brought a vine out of Egypt and planted it in the Promised Land, from Psalm 80, verses 8 to 18. It had been ravaged by wild animals and needed protecting and re-establishing. The vineyard of Israel, said Isaiah, has borne wild grapes instead of proper ones, from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. Israel had failed in the long-term role she was called to fulfill, to be a light to the Gentiles, to bring God's salvation to the ends of the earth. The nation was more attracted to the gods of the surrounding nations than by her potential to bring the knowledge of the one true God to them. Her centuries-long disobedience now reached its height in the crucifixion of the Messiah and the rejection of the kingdom of God, from chapter 19, verse 15. But God's purpose, refused by Israel's apostasy, hasn't failed. It is fulfilled by the one who stands in the midst of Israel. In contrast to the vine that denied and refused its call, Jesus is the true vine. He is the obedient Son through whose sacrifice and consequent mission the age-old purpose of Israel would be fulfilled. All nations would be reached, and in him all the families of the earth shall bless themselves. From Genesis 12, verse 2. The vine exists to bear fruit. Interpreting the John 15 passage exclusively in terms of inward relationship misses this point. The thrust of the passage is the renewal of Israel's mission through Jesus the Messiah and the disciple community. Jesus, by his exaltation in death and resurrection, will be physically removed from the world. The disciples are sent into the world, as was Jesus, to carry on the task in his absence. This is the principal implication of the vine imagery. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. This is the last of the seven I am sayings, with predicates, in John's Gospel. Jesus has used the word true at different times to describe what is genuine, true worshippers, true bread, the true God. As the true vine, he produced what Israel as a nation failed to produce, fruit that the gardener the Father was looking for. By calling the Father the gardener, the vine dresser, Jesus was saying the Father took ultimate responsibility for both his ministry as the vine and his disciples' ministry as the branches. Jesus has already spoken of the disciples being in him as he is in the Father in chapter 14, verse 20. The picture of the vine opens this up. On the one hand, it is a way of speaking of him as Israel in person, and his disciples as members of God's true people because they belong to him. On the other hand, it is a way of speaking of the intimate relation with him that they are to enjoy that will lead to fruitful service. Branches that decide to go it alone, to try living without the life of the vine, soon discover their mistake. They wither and finally die. But branches that remain in the vine live and bear fruit. Which would you rather be? Which one are you?